So as you settle into your posture, and just finding a way of for that posture to welcome you. Sense of that everything can take its place in the Dharma heart. Is a way that we begin to heal the divisions within us. This is the way that we bless our life with wisdom and love. So in this sphere, we just settle into breath and body for a few minutes. we say be present, but in an important sense, the present moment is composed of the past. The momentum of habit, of memory, of the period before this sit, the period of this retreat, the period of this pandemic, the period of this life. It all comes to a head in this moment. And our practice is really to digest our life. To bless the energies of body and mind with wisdom and love, to bless them with awareness. So we practice poise. Neither taking a position of for or against. Putting down the language of right and wrong. And instead, letting awareness bless our life, our past, everything here. Bless it all. Without discrimination. even as the forces of body and mind, of emotion and thought course through us, our urges and motivations, the habit energies, all of these experiences flow through with a certain compulsive force. Each thought, each emotion beckons us. Do this, do that. But awareness is totally devoid of compulsion. clinging has a kind of fingerprint in our body, in the emotional circuits of our body. It feels like friction, like tension. It feels like pressure, urge, drivenness. There are feelings in the body, and if they could speak, they would say something like, do this, do that. And if you do, I'll leave you alone. And sometimes there's tremendous wisdom in the body. But sometimes we just get conned into the next loop of clinging. So with wisdom and kindness, we recognize the surges of feeling, of motivation, of desire, of clinging. We recognize the compulsivity. We take a stand neither for or against. Keep resting. In awareness. That which is not compulsive. as Gil's been pointing to, in enlightenment, you are not freed, you free everything else. And so what would it mean in this moment for you to free everything for you to free your inner life, to free your clinging, to free all experience. in any given moment, a million things are right and a million things are wrong. It will be this way forever. But in some moments, we put down the burden of sorting out all of it. In some moments, we come to care more about awareness than our so-called life. And by doing that again and again, we come to truly care about life. Yours, mine. Gently, lovingly, putting down the project of self, that project that never gets completed. And taking refuge So thank you. The Dharma is a collection of skillful means. Sometimes one teaching is skillful, sometimes it's another teaching. As you move through the day, just be attuned to what teaching is skillful. How the Dharma manifests in this moment. Appreciate the practice you've done, even if you've done a million retreats. It's not trivial to have been in some measure of silence for several days. That's not trivial. And want to honor your effort by keeping going. So, announcement, tonight at 7 Pacific, there'll be, a drop-in group for auditors with Inez, and I'll do a drop-in group, for full retreatants, at 7 o'clock, and so those links, the links for the drop-in group are in the retreat page, and groups, some of you have groups in 7 minutes, and see the rest of you somewhere in the Zoom campus here. So, good to be with you. And, we'll keep that thread of connection to the Dhamma.